MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela B. Shelton.
I think. Angela. And welcome to The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
The final word.
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 Ooh, these people are making us crazy. Everybody, that's the problem. That's the problem. And we keep making each other laugh, and that's also a problem.
It's the difficulty.
It is a difficulty.
Thank you for joining us here at the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Because you have wonderful taste. And because you have wonderful taste, you support this wonderful podcast on Patreon. Thank you.
Not thank you enough for that. We can't thank you enough for that. Seriously, the Patreon gift is actually, you know, it's the thing that's keeping us going.
Yes.
And just a minute, I got to yell at Belle. Belle, shit! Sorry about that. Okay, the dogs almost ruined the last podcast. The end of it. Remember last week? It was
totally.
A total mess. Laura was like, she did the best she could. She's a miracle worker, y'all. So thank you for the Patreon. Thank you, because without that, we'd all be in a car recording this with the dogs and the cat and everybody. And
yeah,
nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. So, and because you are amazing supporters of this podcast, you get extra idiots. We call them secret idiots, secret stash. Somebody else came up with a really good name this week. It was Ty came up with idiot extra.
Ooh,
thank
extra,
you,
extra
Ty G.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent.
And so you also get three of those a week.
That's right.
Which is amazing.
There are over 600 of them right now. So if you become a Patreon today, you will have access to all of those.
Yes, you will. And you can also go to getcameo.com and get a specialized cameo. And do you know that somebody asked for a personalized idiot for a cameo?
I thought that was a brilliant ask. A brilliant ask.
That was brilliant. Brilliant. But we can do birthdays, happy, I mean, anything you want.
Pep
you
talk.
Want some advice, pep talk?
Thank you.
We got you on Cameo. Come on over to cameo.com and let Frangela give you a pick-me-up in your pocket.
Awesome.
And speaking of being online, go to sexliberal.com. Check out our new upcoming, we haven't released it yet, but it's coming soon, touring dates.
Ooh.
Check them out. They're going to happen.
They're going to happen. We're going to a lot of places, like every month.
Yes, yes.
You know, so there's probably one near you. So you want to check
right.
that out, because then you get John Fugel sing, Hal Sparks, of course, the incredible, incomparable Stephanie Miller, and much, much more. And John Fugel
yes.
sang, what am I doing? And much, much more.
Yes, yes, yes. And speaking of Stephanie Miller, join us every Friday in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for Fridays with Frangela.
It's the blackest hour in radio.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Let me start with, I told myself I was not going to scream.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a lot of screaming in me
mm-hmm.
today. It's a very scream-worthy day, but I'm going to really try to let this build, if it builds, but not start at
mm-hmm.
nuclear.
Right.
Okay.
All right. The Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos created through in vitro fertilization are children under the state's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act. I'm going to stop right there and say, we told you so. We told you. Let me tell you, wealthy, older Republican women. Okay? Look, I don't care what's in your panties.
I really don't.
I don't care what's happening in your uterus.
I really don't.
It ain't my business.
I don't care if you got a uterus.
Okay.
I don't. I applaud you either way.
But what I do know
mm-hmm.
is it take money to have in vitro fertilization. And I know who got the money in this country.
Thank you.
And to me, if you do not vote with your uterus, then you've given up on any humanity that you think that you're passing on in life.
But what you're doing is you're saying that you fundamentally don't have the right to your own body.
That's right.
What you're saying is that you're property.
That's right. That's what
because
I'm saying.
The idea that, let's just say, the Alabama so-called Supreme Court, they refer to in this ruling is really awful and dangerous. It has
so
phrasing
dangerous.
In it like this, that like, quote, unborn children are children, including terms like extrauterine children.
Mm-hmm.
Extrauterine. Think about that. But this is a quote, even before birth, all human beings have the image of God and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory.
Who said that, Angela?
That would be Chief Justice Tom Parker.
Can I stop you right there? Because I'm a comedian, but I know that your parents are lawyers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there supposed to be a separation between church and state?
A very fundamental, you don't have to be a lawyer to know that. You could be a historian. You could be a kid in seventh grade who actually went to class. You know, yeah, no.
But I'm gonna ask about the fucking law.
No, there is absolutely a separation between church and state. It's codified in our laws. It's codified in our constitution. It's codified in the declaration. It's declaration. It's be clear. Yes. The image of God. Okay. First of all, there are so many implications and fallouts from this ruling, but the first one that jumped to my mind is then why are you executing people? Aren't they extrauterine children? I don't know.
Yes, absolutely.
How is prison not torture of extrauterine prior children, previous
That's
children?
Right. That's right. We're all extrauterine children.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. We have to ask the right fucking questions. Why is this man on the sitting there making choices when he? Let me tell you something. If you can sit there and say that all human beings have the image of God, you don't deserve your job anymore.
No. Absolutely not. This person should not be on the bench. None of them should.
They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. You shouldn't be making these choices. And in the same way that, you know, if I got to listen to Tommy Tillis, whatever his name is, make decisions about women's bodies because he used to be a famous football coach.
Thank you.
This is bullshit.
No, and the concept, it's such a ridiculous concept. You know, obviously, it made me look up, you know, globally, apparently 1 in 6 people have infertility issues.
Yep.
And that I've seen estimates that when people collect eggs and freeze them to implant them, there are a lot of reasons why people do this. Tons of reasons. But it's not all of them obviously fertilize. Not all of them grow into a fetus. Get disposed of. They are dealt with in various ways for research. And the idea that, and we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, I believe it's over 100,000 people doing IVF in this country.
Yeah.
And it's probably more than that. Like I read that and thought that's not a low because I personally know several people, you know.
Let me tell you something. I used to, my doctor who delivered Abby, Dr. Hendricks is a famous IVF doctor in Beverly Hills to the stars. I would be going in there. I won't even drop names, but people would be sitting there getting on and off the elevator, just like in that movie with Diane Keaton, and he up for murder now. He's one of them Baldwin boys.
Alec
Baldwin. He'll be up for murder soon.
Okay, where was this? What were you saying about it? Something with Alec Baldwin? Oh, is that Baby Boom? Are you thinking of... Yeah.
No. Not that one. The one where they... Not Diane Keaton. Is it Diane Keaton?
You gotta give me more. I have nothing.
And they have sex. But, no. It's Meryl Streep. It's not Diane Keaton. It's Meryl Streep. I'm confusing all the movies I love together.
What we're trying to get to? What are we trying to get to?
Extrauterine children? I forget. Anyway.
It don't matter. The point is that this ruling is offensive, dangerous, wrong in a thousand different ways. But I want to point out that yesterday, okay, well, by Friday, it'll be Wednesday. Wednesday, earlier in the day, apparently. Early in the day. We're going to give this audio to Laura to put in here. Earlier in the day, Nikki Haley was doing an interview with Ali Vitale.
Yes, Ali Vitale is everywhere.
I love Ali Vitale. They don't let her sleep.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something. If you rub a lamp, Ali Vitale going to pop out.
That's right.
Because she's everywhere.
And somehow be in front of the White House, no matter where you are.
That's what I'm saying. Because Ali Vitale is everywhere.
She's everywhere. The woman has powers. She's interviewing Nikki Haley. And she asked Nikki Haley what she thought of the Alabama ruling, this ruling. And Nikki Haley said she thought that every embryo was a baby. But by that evening, her understanding of the question had changed slightly. And she tried to parse out later. We're going to play this audio right now. So hear this.
Of being pro-life, that they're not thinking about how a decision like this affects people trying to start families.
There's also fallout now in the presidential race as Nikki Haley tries to backtrack on her comments to NBC News just yesterday to Ali Vitale, saying that embryos are babies. Listen to her on CNN last night.
I didn't say that I agreed with the Alabama ruling. What the question that I was asked is, do I believe an embryo is a baby? I do think that if you look in the definition, an embryo is considered an unborn baby.
But we've got a fact check. It's right here on tape. Here is the question that NBC's Ali Vitale actually asked Nikki Haley.
Something that's come up in Alabama, the Supreme Court there said that embryos created through IVF are considered children and are offered those same protections. Do you agree?
I mean, embryos to me are babies. So,
those created through IVF.
I mean, I had artificial insemination. Yeah. That's how I had my son.
Now that sounds like, to me, the same thing. She's doing a little thing. Frances does this in her speech, and it's hilarious. She'll say the same thing, but act like she just said something different. So right. Frances will be like, "You'll be like Frances. Does that taste good?
Oh, good, it tastes.
And like she'll, you'll do that. You'll go.
It tastes good. It's good.
It tastes good. But when I say tastes good, I mean it tastes.
It
good.
It tastes good. Oh, like that. Oh yeah.
That
yeah,
thing
yeah,
you
yeah.
do. It's the
that
same
one.
Word.
Right. Right. It tastes
she
good.
Says it as if she said something different.
You know, because, you know, it tastes good.
But you use it to as like a exclamation, like as a right. way to sort of heighten the importance or the passion behind something. What Nikki Haley just said is, I believe that all embryos are unborn babies. And by babies, I mean unborn babies.
Right.
They're babies. Because the thing is that she had, as you heard in that, she tells us that she had an IVF treatment and she has a child through IVF, which means where are the other embryos?
Exactly.
Your baby.
Right. Because the court's ruling threatens the entire IVF industry in the state.
It's already stopped it, in like, frankly.
Yes, since the standard medical procedure during treatment is to extract multiple eggs from a woman, fertilize them to create embryos, transfer one embryo into the uterus in order to maximize the chances of successful implantation, then store the remaining embryos that were genetically normal. Can we stop right now? Mm-hmm. If we care so much about what happens to a woman's eggs, why don't we can't care anything about what happens to a man's sperm?
This is the problem. This has always been the problem. How are they not culpable in what happens to this unborn baby at all?
Thank you, Angela. When I think about, there are various schools, dormitories, where they have begged people, males, not to masturbate into the showers because it was clogging up system.
I can't hear this. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to know this. I have to protect our audience. They don't need to hear this.
So to me, if that is happening in one dormitory, right? That those are millions and trillions of children going down the drain.
Well, I believe that this argument was made in Legally Blonde.
This is right. One dormitory. Why are we even in anybody's business?
Here's the problem. What they're saying is that a fertilized egg, right? Fertilized or an egg that they've not implanted necessarily, but simply the egg and the sperm have been joined and fertilized, not necessarily viably, right? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily an egg that will actually be able to grow into a fetus that then can grow into a baby. Like, right. They, not even that, but that once that fertilization process has begun, that is a child. What I'm saying here is that how come the only people responsible for that child are the person who provided the egg and any doctors or facilities and not the person who provided the sperm?
No.
How does that logically even work? That somehow that person's not responsible for it?
As above is below, as I was saying, because we will let trillions upon trillions of sperm go down the drain in one dormitory. We don't hold men or their responsibility or their deposits or their sexuality.
Because all the woman did was provide an egg also. Mix nothing. I don't get in there and work it with my hands or knead it. There's no other effort that I put in that the egg donor puts in other than the donation of this bodily product. And it's the same thing. So there are this is quite clearly about owning women and not about anything about protecting some so-called life.
No.
Not in any way could it possibly be about that. But the idea is that they get to control what women do and that understand that that is the purpose. That is why I looked at this little, they look very nice little couple. They appeared to be white on TV talking about how they have these eggs. Now people have spent tons of money to get ready for this procedure. And now already the University of Alabama at Birmingham Health System, they've paused all their IVF procedures because they don't want to go to jail. So mm-hmm. now all the money and effort you put in to getting this mm-hmm. set up, these people can't do it. And you can't just go take your egg out, right? You can't just go I'll just put in some Tupperware, take it home. That's not how that works.
No. Or have them ship it over to, Colorado.
That's what I'm saying. And if you could afford that, if you can do it, all of that. And understand, this ruling is insane. It's absolutely indefensible. And it is why we need to get these people out of legislature and get them out of the position of appointing judges, of all of the things that have happened that down ballot while your vote is so important. It's disgusting. It's horrifying. And it needs to be, we need to fight it.
Yeah, for me, the first thing that needs to happen is that judge needs to be weeded out. Number two.
All of them. I don't know how many are on that Supreme Court, but it's ridiculous. The language along God's image. What the hell are you talking about?
Number two, for me, I look at that and I sit here and I go, how we arrive to these decisions, we need to take a look at that because I need somebody with a background in science, who's a doctor, who understands the issues. I need doctors on that board. I need science on that board.
Not religion?
Not religion and what people's judgment of what they think their God wants them to do or not. I just want clear cut information.
Yeah. And I want people to recognize that Nikki Haley is not a moderate.
No.
Okay. She's not a moderate.
No.
She is a horrible biscuit making reactionary conservative who has no interest in democracy or preserving anybody's rights, let alone expanding them or protecting them. She took down one Confederate flag at the state government. And the only reason that happened after she had allowed it to stay there and actually advocated it should stay there was because of the shooter that went into the church there and shot all of these Black pastors, including another member of government that she worked with. Yep. That is why she finally did that. But do not take that as some sort of symbol of her moderate ways. When taking down the secessionist, you know, treasonous flag is your great bit of moderate glory, I you know, she's absolutely heinous. And I need to know if she's going to say this, if she's going to agree with this ruling, then I want to know what happened to her embryos.
Right.
I can't. And I'm for people having medical privacy, obviously, but she put it out there.
Yeah, I know. And now, and got the nerve to sit here and want to pass judgment and laws and shut the gate behind her.
I can't with her, but that's what people do, Frances. That's what they do, these people, the MAGA people.
And this is my issue again and again and again. I'm going to say it like I feel it. These are rich white women. This is a rich white woman's game. If you able to get into it any kind of way, you know what I mean?
Well, we know some people who aren't rich, but they are definitely, what's the word? Not affluent even. That seems like too much, but they're upper middle class. They're people who, and they saved up. They saved up so they could have a kid.
That's right. If you could even if you have the ability to do that.
You can't do that on covered California, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
If you paycheck to every other paycheck,
that's right.
You childless. You're not IVFing. You don't swim in those waters.
Nope.
You can't even have that idea.
You're just trying to get dental work.
That's what I'm saying. And so when I look at this and I go, how do those people vote? Who are those people putting in power? Who do these people trust? Because as I look at it, they ain't protecting you.
Nope. They're getting their own IVF and then taking away yours.
All right. Speaking of
more bad news.
Yeah. Trump privately told advisors and allies that he supports a 16-week national abortion ban. Well, you know, of course he does, because that's about when it's not okay for him.
Well, he doesn't care what the weeks are. You could say anything to him, but go ahead, read the rest of that, because this is
good. You know what I mean? But he wants to wait until he secures the Republican presidential nomination to discuss his views publicly.
Okay, think about that. I believe in this, but I don't want to talk about it until I get the nomination. The whole point, let me be clear about something. The whole point, we don't have campaigning so that we get to see this person's face all the time, or because it's a way to check in with each other. The reason there are campaigns is so that the people learn who you are and what your views are, so they know if they want to vote for you.
Angela,
the idea that I'm going to withhold information.
Angela, he's on trial right now for the very same MO. He went and he got his lawyer, he got his fixer to make sure that this story about him having sex, extramarital sex, especially right after his wife had just given birth with a porn star or adult film star, as I would rather call her, didn't come out, so that people wouldn't be affected when they went to the ballot box. And guess what? The story didn't come out.
But this is the thing. The thing is that, like, that's about his private sex life, which, quite frankly, I don't care about. But what I do care about, what I absolutely do care about, is your policy ideas, because that is what you're running on.
Yep.
Like that, the idea that he skips debates, that he decides he's not going to talk about things, that I cannot get it in my head. But why people act like it is okay to keep your views a secret till after I vote for you, and why it is that anyone would ever be okay with that. I get that you don't like Black people, MAGA heads. I get it. I don't care. But you can't be this dumb, can you? I mean, clearly they can, But the idea that I'm not going to tell you what I think until after I'm in the job. We've already been in the job and we know what you think. We know who you put on the Supreme Court. That's the other thing that pisses me off. The media keeps acting like we don't know what a Trump presidency is. What we know is what we saw, and he's already made it clear he's going to go harder, that he is going to be, as he said, dictator on day one. I do not understand why we keep getting, Francis, I'm going to say it again. They keep telling us to vote. And so we go do the vote. We do the voting, right? Mm-hmm. We all went, we did vote. More people voted for Biden never voted before. We go do the voting. And then they come back and go, okay, well, this time you got to do the voting. And I'm like, but we keep doing the voting.
You know, there's something like, if I could capture the elements of your frustration, I know that I could make something new in the universe.
You could power the solar system.
I think I could.
If you could,
I think,
convert
I could.
It into power, like the machines did.
It's like a frozone ozone ion.
That's right.
Like
that's the machines
what it is.
Did it in the Matrix. You could convert my white hot rage.
I'm telling
into
you.
Into power.
If I could plug it in someplace, I know I could run something.
I know I would burn the hell out of Duracell. They wouldn't have no product you want. You're like, no, I want some of that Angela Rage power. It's clean energy and it never dies. It burns hot forever.
I know. Trump said, however, he does support the three exceptions, rape, incest, or to save the life of a mother. Oh, do you?
Well, because, you know, he's been involved in probably all of those.
That's what I was about to say. The Trump campaign, meanwhile, called reporting fake news, but declined to say what, if any, national abortion policy Trump does support.
Allegedly.
You know, there was a time in this motherfucking country.
Mm-hmm. There was a time.
That if that question came out, he had to be in front of a fucking microphone.
Thank you.
Answering it. Over and over and over and over and over again. We used to apply pressure. The press used to press. Now it's a fucking free-for-all up in here.
No, what they want to spend time on is a report that said we don't have anything to charge the current president with, except I'd like to personally say I think he's old and that his memory isn't good. That's where we're going to spend time. We're going to spend time on the innocent person whose age we know, not the guy who's 3 years younger than him and doing this crap. No. And I can't.
Yeah.
I will not with people.
This is the stuff that was, they are breathless over on Fox about this. The former FBI informant charged with lying about the Bidens has, quote, extensive and extremely recent, unquote, contacts with Russian intelligence agencies. When I tell you Jim Jordan was screaming, his arms, his sleeves were rolled up, I think, to his armpits, girl. He was sweating. Because all of this calls out to the base and the root of what they keep yelling and screaming. And it's beautiful.
In what way?
Well, because, okay, federal prosecutors, I'll start here, said that Alexander Smirnov admitted that officials associated with Russian intelligence were involved in passing a story about Hunter Biden. Smirnov was arrested and charged with making a false statement and creating a false and fictitious record. Smirnov's claims were a key part of the Republican impeachment into Biden.
Not a key part, the only part.
The only thing
you've heard. No other evidence that they've even suggested. That is all you've heard about.
So that all now, right now, you see is Jim Jordan going, but it's true. This is happening. There's something here. You know, because this is what he's based his last, 3 years of life in and on.
Yeah, they're trying to say now that they're... Alexander Smirnoff is his name, that they've insisted their claims, they claim their case is not reliant on the false claims. Understand what we're saying here, and maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't. Alexander Smirnoff, it's not that he got accused of lying in some other situation, and so you're like, well, if he's been a liar in this situation, maybe he's a liar in this one. No, this is the thing he lied about. Biden thing, the Hunter Biden, he lied. He falsified documents. He falsified information to try to prove a false accusation. They are trying to say, Jim Jordan and these other MAGA Republicans, that they're going to continue to follow the facts. Be clear that you don't follow the facts. This is not an investigation. They're charging impeachment. They're not investigating it.
No.
Okay. Like that is the thing. Like, it is absolutely insane.
Yeah, and because all you're watching is clouds of dust and smoke with nothing in them. There's nothing. It's just empty. And the 10 Republicans who treated the Biden bribery claim like gospel were top of the hill, Jim Jordan, Pat Fallon, Elise Stefanik. You know all the characters. Mm-hmm. Andrew Klein, Clyde, Tim Burchett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Anna Paulina Luna, and Nancy Mace.
They can all suck it. All of them can suck it.
And so what, for me, it is, it's like, when you recognize in the game that you have been somebody's pawn, that you have been moved around, and this is a Russian plant, and I bet you they got them everywhere you look. You could just probably trip over one, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a Russian plant, false story, fictitious. They picked it up, and when I tell you they run with it, they run with it. How many years has this been now?
Oh, God, I don't know.
You know?
I feel like I heard about Hunter Biden's alleged laptop when I was in elementary school at this point.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I can't with the, I don't go, I really, seriously.
But there it is. But, and under all that pressure, under all that stress, let me tell you what your president did.
What did he do?
He canceled an additional $1.2 billion in student loan debt for 153,000 borrowers. Do you?
Okay, here's my thing. Media, if you are sincerely concerned that young people may not be voting for Biden because of his age, okay? Or because of Israel, which makes zero sense to me. But if you're concerned by that, we highlight, instead of his age, we talk about what he's actually doing in office, this old guy. Because this is one of the things this has been done.
Yes. Biden has canceled $138 billion of student debt for nearly 3.9 million borrowers since taking office. That is huge. I can't say that Reagan did it. I can't say that Obama did it.
That's right.
I can't say that Clinton did it.
That's right.
Biden got it. Not only didn't say he was going to do it, he is doing it. It is happening. He is erasing debt. Do you know how long, when you think about it, you say $12,000. You think about in your job, how long it takes you to make up and get together $1,000.
Yep.
And not only that, $1,000 that you don't need, that you can put towards the debt.
Thank you. It's amazing. And that is just one of the many reasons why people should be voting for this man, and will be if they know what's good for them.
49% of voters say that they support Biden over Trump, 45% in a hypothetical 2024 presidential matchup. Still effed up. 93% of Democrats support, I'm not saying that this is effed up, 93% of Democrats support Biden and 91% of Republicans support Trump. While independents are divided, with 44% Biden and 42% supporting Trump. And this is the thing, you know, and my husband is a registered independent. And I'm going to just say it in general, my opinion about independents are they are Republicans. They're light Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Or heavy Republicans. The party doesn't go far enough.
That too. You know, I never even thought about it like that.
Well, I have a friend who registered as an independent. And so he just checked on the thing, registration independent. What he didn't realize is, until he started getting really messed up mail, that there's the American Independent Party. And right. Then there's registering as an independent.
Right.
If you register as a member of the American Independent Party, that is Nazi, mm-hmm. basically, in my opinion. This is my mm-hmm. opinion. That's not. So he started getting really messed up and he was like, wait a minute, what am I? Wait, what? And he had to go change it again. because that, and I agree with you. I think it's a cover yes. for a more extreme agenda, usually. I actually yeah. don't think. And I think at some level, you know, there have been these calls for people, Democrats, to not vote in the primaries. As some sort of a message.
No.
I really think we have to stop. I don't know how else to say this. Your vote isn't a message, it's a vote.
Yeah.
And it's a very important vote. And I guess you can extrapolate to what I'm saying is in form of that message, but what it does is it empowers an agenda. And when you don't vote, you empower the other agenda.
Not voting is a choice. Just like voting is.
You are, in fact, voting. You're voting for the least popular choice.
Yep. You are voting. You're still voting if you're not voting. You're still voting because the people are going to. And not only are you still voting when you're not voting, you will be swept up in the changes that come about because of the choices that were made. We'll be right back. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands, ranch.com/Frangela today.
Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. An armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something, we are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we gotta, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion. Ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
You know, feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today. Welcome back. The Supreme Court declined to take up a case challenging an admissions policy aimed at encouraging diversity at a Virginia high school. Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, often ranked the best high school in the country, changed its admissions process in 2020 to boost.
And I applaud them for this.
Racial diversity at the school. Yes, yes, yes.
At a particularly interesting moment.
Yep. The new process ended the application fee, allotted a number of seats proportionally among the district's middle schools, removed the standardized tests, and shifted to a more holistic evaluation based on grades, a problem-solving essay, and experience factors among measures. Yes. Yes, because, you know, and I'm clapping because it is hard out here for kids and they have to go through a lot. And what we, you know, recognize is that people are more than a number, even though the number is good and it's important, but the number doesn't tell the story of a person. And also, if we just keep on inviting these big numbers, the same numbers into the room, what we find is it is the same people feeding the same ideas into each other. Inviting diversity ensures that we will continue on in every situation. And to and for intelligent people to not acknowledge that you need diversity for survival, that to me is sickness. And this is so smart that, yes, this is what they should be inviting, the best of the best from all ranges into their environment.
You do. You need diversity for survival. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, and just having one single group, monolithic group anywhere, you know, is not good.
It's not.
Okay. Yeah.
Did we not talk about this on the podcast yet? The 355 million?
No, we have not, girl.
Okay, because we talked about it on Stephanie Miller.
You know what? I shouldn't take such pleasures. Mm. The fragrant shouldn't smell so sweet.
Mm. I'm rubbing this feeling all over my body. Do you hear? But
you know what? I feel like I'm in a field of orchids being swept away on the seas with my long-haired Roman gladiator love. Because I tell you, a Manhattan judge ordered Trump to pay $355 million plus interest.
What? Interest, y'all. Interest. Oh, I would tell you something. She's having.
Let me tell you something. If you have never felt what a dry sawing into your ass feels like, it's called interest. Okay.
Okay. Interest is such a F you. It is such extra dig. It is so, I love the, like, because when they first gave this ruling, people didn't say interest. And I was ecstatic. Let me tell you something. I left that sitting satisfied. Mm-hmm. I feel fulfilled. But when they said interest, I was like, hold up, wait a minute. Did you just take all my mistakes? Oh.
Well, you said it just now, it made me giddy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel young again. Oh my God. Is there anything where I didn't know I could love interest? Let me tell you something. Justice Arthur and Gorin, or the hottest man on this planet, concluded that Trump, his sons, and two former top finance executives were civilly liable for falsifying records, issuing false documents, and related conspiracy offenses.
Woo! Ooh, that feels so good. Feels so good.
Let me tell you about the sweet love making of justice. It is. It's slow.
Let me tell you something.
The foreplay is long.
Liberty and liberation and freedom.
I'm getting my groove back. One judgment at a time.
Let me tell you something. If you don't hear your ancestors sing,
Hakuna Matata,
you ain't listening hard enough. Listening.
They screaming.
Interest.
Judgment. They are screaming. That was my very racist, generic African accent.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something. This is, when I tell you, I was like, so let's get the weekly totals up. We are now up to like $500 million. I mean, how many tennis shoes is that?
Now, I'm telling you, not enough.
Okay, real quick. Mama, Stephanie sent us. Stephanie texted us. Have you seen her text yet?
No.
She texted us this tweet that somebody put up that on Fox News, they were talking about how Black people love sneakers, so they're going to vote for Trump now because he has sneakers. Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? I didn't give you no kind of lube before I said that. I'm sorry.
No, you really didn't.
Because I just really physically knocked a pause into Francis.
It's so racist. I mean, it's like...
She is searching around looking for something that she can hold on to right now, y'all. Francis is looking around like, there's got to be something that I can point to as real in this room to help ground me in what bullshit Angela just said. What?
Like saying Black people like the color red, so we made the color red, you know what I mean?
It's just no, but it's worse. It's so, tennis shoes,
I know, it's so gross. It's so gross.
If that's what they think of us, that's what they think of us.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Blacks for Trump holding up the sign, that's what they think of you. Mr. Tim Scott, that's what they think of you. You know, Miss, you know, that's what they think of you. They don't think that of me. They think that of you.
Francis, it's the cut. And I know there's people who are going to say, why are you shocked? Right? But it's kind of shocking to me that news anchors on a self-proclaimed news show are saying openly, without any embarrassment or controversy, Black people like tennis shoes. And Trump made tennis shoes, so now Black people will vote for him.
Yeah, they're Black people lures. It's what they are. I mean, wow.
If you're fishing for Black people and you're not baiting your hook with tennis shoes, I don't know what you expect to pull up.
I don't know what.
I really don't know what you expect to pull up, Nikki. No tennis shoe having.
You think you'll get to Arabs or something? I don't know.
But you ain't gonna get no Black people. Everybody knows. Chicken and gym shoes. I mean, that's what they are saying. It is racist that it's like shocking. It's like,
what it is that we're going to bait our racist hook with something that they find tasty.
Tennis shoes. Not $400 tennis shoes that are virtual at this point. They don't... Any fool who says Donald Trump $400 under the promise that eventually you're going to get something.
You stupid.
You don't need that
you
money.
You stupid.
Because it was either that or magic beans you were buying, but you were coming home with one of them.
Okay. All right. And you know what? This is what I will say in favor of Trump. That, yes, we don't talk enough about the seller of the magic beans.
No, we don't.
We don't talk enough about the person who parted Jack with his money.
No, we just talk about how Jack is stupid.
Right. But we never talk about the person who prayed.
We should hold them liable. Yeah.
That's right.
On Jack. Everybody knew Jack was dumb. Everybody in the village knows Jack is dumb.
Everybody knew who Jack was.
You know to check your change if Jack's at the register that day. You know.
Right. You saw Jack coming. You knew what kind of bullshit Jack was bringing. And you let him go. Okay? Mm-hmm.
It takes a village to protect an idiot.
It really does.
That's what I'm saying.
It really does. Okay? Jesus. All right. This next story. We are so upset. Angela and I both viscerally had the same reaction at the same line. And I'm going to start here. Death of Oklahoma teen starts after fight in school has LGBTQ plus advocates seeking answers.
But apparently not the law.
No. Next, Benedict, whose family, who says identified as non-binary, died February 8th, one day after a fight with others.
Which I object to the use of the word fight.
Right.
But that's what they use in the article.
Owosso High School in northeastern Oklahoma.
I think it's the high school's actual name is land that was taken from the indigenous inhabitants high school.
Right, exactly.
That's what I think that is. They say the police are investigating.
Right, right. Next Benedict, whose family says identified as non-binary, one day after they told their family that they were, that they and a transgender student were involved in a fight with others at the high school, okay? It's not clear if or how the fight contributed to Nexus' death, they are saying. Police at the high school have not called the investigation criminal and said Wednesday that an early autopsy findings indicate Nexus did not die as a result of trauma.
I disagree entirely without having any evidence.
Here we go. Where is it that they talk about the fight? Here we go. They said that Nex was badly beaten during the fight with three older girls in a bathroom at the school and hit their head on the floor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Benedict said that Nex had experienced bullying at the school, but had added, I didn't know how bad it had gotten. So these three girls had beaten them. I'm so sorry.
This is Sue Benedict is Nex's guardian, real quick. That's when she says Benedict, who she's talking about.
Right.
This is Nex's, I believe, grandmother.
Yes. They had beaten them so badly and knocked them to the floor. And we don't want to look at... This is my thing. If this had been a male occurrence, we'd be looking at those boys.
So it's... Somehow it's been revealed that the students that did the beating here, the attackers, I will call them, because I don't call this a fight, were women, were identified as girls. And they were in the bathroom that this student was told in this horrible state that they had to use. This student was not in the quote wrong bathroom, the bathroom they wanted to be in. They were in the bathroom they were told they had to go in.
Yep.
And these girls jumped them. And the reason I will say jumped is because that's what Nex said. In a text that Nex wrote shortly after the incident that a family member shared with the news, Nex wrote, quote, I got jumped at school 3-on-1, had to go to the ER. This was so severe that the school took the child to the ER. The text exchange said the girls involved in the fight had been bullying me and my friends, and I got tired of it, so I poured some water on them, and all three came after me. Mm-hmm. So you could say the pouring on the water was some kind of an act, but this is in no way proportional, etc. In the exchange, Nick said they had bruises from the fight and had gotten pain medication. They also wrote, if I'm still dizzy,
right,
and nauseous in the morning, I might have a concussion. Why they didn't keep the child there, I don't understand. So then this is where we both lost our minds in this article. The article says, this is a quote from the article, from the text messages, it is unclear what the alleged bullying was about. Really?
Really? Really?
Really? We're not sure?
And when I tell you that these people, these fucking sick fucks, have turned this bathroom issue up, now it's playing out in the bathroom. Let me tell you something.
And be clear, girls identifying as girls.
That's right.
In no way queer were the people who killed who may have contributed to somebody's death.
Yes, because
this is not them getting attacked by the trans student.
That's right, because we have raised the temperature on homophobia and transgender students and non-binary people who have always been fucking among us. As if these people are not our loved ones, our brothers, our sisters, our parents. This is so disgusting to me. And again,
we're legislating hate and giving it permission to thrive. That's what we're doing. And I will not hear this, you know, and I feel bad because I do believe this is a generational issue on some level, on this level. So the grandmother, the Nex's grandmother, guardian, said when Nex had talked about being bullied in the past, had said, you've got to be strong and look the other way because these people don't know who you are. Here's the thing. That is what we were all told growing up. You know, look the other way. Don't let it affect you. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What words do is they lead to sticks and stones. What words do is they do hurt. What words do is that they are themselves an act of absolute violence against people. It is meant to silence you. It is meant to erase you. And it is harmful. I think that the whole concept of I have a really fundamental problem with this words don't hurt you idea that somehow if you are hurt by, like, with the whole Eleanor Roosevelt quote, that people only have the, they can't hurt you unless you give them the power to. That's not true. Mm-hmm. It's not true. These things hurt. You're not crazy, weak, immature, or wrong for being hurt by attacks that were meant to hurt you. It is not your responsibility to figure out how to deal with other people violating your rights in a more pleasant way. That is not, it's absolutely not true. And we have to stop. If we haven't learned anything else from Donald Trump and his hate brigade, these words matter. Letting those people in our family stay homophobic or stay anti-Semitic or stay anti-trans or anti-anyone, racist, this is what it leads to.
Yep.
This child is dead.
Yep, dead, dead, beautiful, gorgeous, shining.
All that potential.
So much potential. That child is gone from us, taken from us. Why? No reason why, but other than hate. Other than hate.
Nothing at all.
It was taught, and fear that was placed into three girls who didn't come to school. They didn't know shit like that. That shit is taught.
Thank you. And the state legislature there in Oklahoma passed a bathroom bill in 2022, requiring all pre-K schools to require students use the restroom and locker rooms of the sex designated on their birth certificates. Last year, Governor Kevin Stitt used an executive order requiring government agencies to identify people according to their sex at birth rather than their gender identity. That is why this child is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm beyond enraged. I'm beyond hurt. I'm beyond disgusted. And I just need us all to stop acting like it's okay. And I know we don't act, I don't mean all, but it's just not okay. Don't allow hate to go down in your presence. Don't allow it to go down without you going on the record. Don't ever do that. Always stand up. Don't wait for that person to have to stand up for themselves. You stand up for them. If there had been 10 other people in that bathroom, those three girls wouldn't have done anything.
That's right. And also for me, I'm sitting here going, there are three murderers.
As far as I'm concerned.
Sitting in class that need to be swept up.
We don't know the situation. Some of the situation at this point, but what I know is it's very hard for me to believe that this attack, this assault had nothing to do with this child's death. That seems incredibly unlikely.
Come on. Because at the end of the day, in every one of these situations, and it's always been, and I mean, you just look at, every one of these, especially transgender stories, that the person is somehow beaten and they get far enough away from the person who attacked them and then they die.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can look at story after story after story after story.
This child was so injured they weren't able to get themselves to the nurse. But then they came there and got this child out of the bathroom.
Story after story, and it keeps happening, and it's going to continue to happen to our children until we do something about it. And it is not okay. It is not okay. And that is our final word. And now it's time for emails. Time to go get your emails.
I want to thank you for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com and at Patreon. People who write us there. You can send us messages there also.
Yes.
This message is from Kathleen L.
Thank you, Kathleen.
She wrote, "We don't know each other personally, but I feel you viscerally. How to cut through the churn and chaos to embrace another being with love and appreciation is the longing, I think, of every human. Absolutely. Aww. I'm not sure if we are good at it or suck at it, but at least we keep trying. Thank you for existing and for sharing yourselves. Thank you, Kathleen. That was very beautifully put.
Oh, it's beautiful. That was poetic. People are poetic when they write about us.
They write.
It's a role. Okay, this is also from Patreon. Who is this from? Oh, Carissa. Charissa, thank you. Charissa says, let me tell you something. Love both of you. Oh, and this Patreon subscription is my hubby's B-Day present, which isn't technically until July. So she says, I sent you an email all about it. Today he almost lost his shizzle while listening to Idiot of the Week while ironing. First of all, he was ironing. Okay. Number two, he was listening to us.
That's hot. Also from Patreon, from Carla, my dearest Frangela, thank you, thank you, thank you. I received your birthday greetings, and what a wonderful surprise. I listen and recommend Frangela to everyone. Ladies, you make me laugh when there is nothing to laugh at. My boss saw me cracking up one day and asked why I was laughing. I could not explain because it made me laugh harder. Thank you again. Love you both. And then a little heart emoji.
Thank you. And we even got more emails. It's a thick email pile today. It says, this type suggested that a new name for Micro Idiot was Idiot Extra. I like it. I'm going to try it around.
I like it. I hear extra, extra,
extra. I do too. That goes to my mind too. Okay. And this is about Fonnie Willis. This is from Terrence S. Good afternoon, ladies. I am listening to the Fonnie Willis episode, and I listened to you both talk about her testimony on the Stephanie Miller show. I heard your righteous anger over it. As a Black man, I was upset over the fact that she was being put on trial for something that has nothing to do with Donald Trump's election interference case. Thank you, Terrence. Woo! I'm the son, grandson, nephew, cousin, and brother-in-law of Black women, as well as an uncle to a four-year-old. I saw all of them in Ms. Willis. No man, not even a Black man, would have been subjected to such a public lynching. However, I am glad that Ms. Willis was able to forcefully stand up for herself. I also fear for her safety, especially after disclosing she carries and keeps cash in her home.
I know, right? I was like, oh, damn.
If a thief knows where she is, all he has to do is break into her home and steal the money. I wish both well, Terrence and Mississippi. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terrence. And now it's time for Resistance Wrap-Up.
We want to encourage you to do everything you can. Act blue, vote blue, do all that. But also, the National Center for Transgender Equality. You can go to transequality.org. That's transequality.org. And check out all of their programs. They say thanks to the hard work of parents, youth educators, and state equality advocates, many states and local school districts have adopted non-discrimination and anti-bullying laws and policies that explicitly include gender identity and expression, as well as developing specific policies and training that spell out what non-discrimination means for trans students. I wanted to at least give you that little bit of positivity, know that is happening, but please go check them out and see what you can do. And even just get information if you need information so you can be a better advocate, like the advocate that we all need to be and that they all deserve.
Yep. We sure do. I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and thank you so much for listening to The Final Word.